Now, first of all, you know, just to congratulate him, you know, publicly here now, and say I'm absolutely delighted. The team are delighted, and you know, it is a great fillip for. Well, it's been a very positive week for Athletics Ireland, but for him personally, it's an absolutely unique week. And I mean, he said himself as well there. You know, he's fulfilling. You know, his potential that was there as a junior, and you know, he hadn't a great 2012 in the sense that he in championship his times were strong, but his championship performance was poor, and he would be disappointed with that. He now bounced back at European level here, the major games, and he grabbed a medal when it was there for him. You know, and that's so important for him going forward.
When you're in championships like this, Patsy, it's very much a case of learning how to pace yourself through the days. Do you think that after the semi-final that Mark obviously had kept a wee bit extra maybe in the tank for this big decider last night?
I wouldn't just put it like that, you know. I mean, he had different, you know, you had different jobs to do. I mean, I've always said, you know, we'll only talk about the first round and then we'll move to the second round and talk about the second round. And, you know, once he got through that, I mean, it was a case of then regrouping in his own mind. And I think, as he says again himself, he was well relaxed for this one. You know, he had got to the final. I think that was a big kind of a monkey off his back. And, you know, this was a major final. And he was going to do everything that was possible to get that medal. And, you know, he was obviously, when one looked at the list, you know, he was in the medal zone. But, you know, we knew that there were very good Polish athletes there, and we knew the bit bossy. And, you know, Bossy just, you know, when the opportunity arose, Bossy made a mess of it. And, you know, when the opportunity arose for Mark, he had that real drive, that real, real dig-in ability and speed coming up that home straight, and the desire to execute to get a medal. So, look, it's very exciting. It's the first ever athlete on the track that from the Northwest has ever got a major championship medal. He's 21 years of age. You know, we're looking towards Rio, 2 years away. So everything is positive, really.
Going into the championship, Patsy, did you feel that Mark could pull off a medal here?
Well, you never know. But, I mean, I had him down as a very strong medal possibility with another athlete, and a young athlete, and the other young athlete didn't deliver. But Mark English did deliver. So he was always in my mind as a possible. I kind of, obviously, Heffernan was my real gold medal job. And that earlier yesterday, the other side of the coin, that didn't work. And I had to deal with that, so we were just so happy that the other thing came true. Now, I did always have had him in a medal zone, but look, the margin between a medal and no medal is so fine that, you know, and particularly in an 800 metres where you can get bumped, where you can get caught on the inside on the rail, you know, and stuff like that, it's sometimes it doesn't always work out. But look, everything worked perfectly for him last night, and you know, he, to his great credit, he handled it on track extremely, extremely, extremely well, and you know, he delivered.
We've seen on the Gaelic Games World in the past, Patsy, where a big one can do so much for sport here in the Northwest. This is the first major medal at a big competition for Northwest athletes, and what a boost this is going to give now to running, in particular track running here in Donegal and across Ireland.
Well, yes, indeed. I mean, it's good for across Ireland, but, you know, if you just zero in for a second on Donegal, and where Athletics is very, very strong, this is a kind of a situation where a young man who started Athletics as a primary school child, and, you know, he's come true onto the world stage, and, you know, it can be done. It's possible. He's local, and very local, and, you know, it's got to be a very positive message for all the young athletes that are looking at it and are thinking that, right, I would love to be there one day as well. And look, it's going to be positive for the sport, of course. You know, and we have to really underline that as well. And but, you know, the sport is strong in Donegal, but we always can get stronger and stronger. And this, as you very clearly say, Oisin, and I agree with you, it has to be a big positive, you know, a big positive story like that kicking in, even on your radio program and all national media and everything. And that he's a man, like, and he's from the locality. It's a big positive.
And I suppose one thing that he showed during this championships, in particular in that final last night, he's a very intelligent runner, Patsy.
Very intelligent runner, very single-minded young man, very intelligent young man, and he seems to have it all under control, you know, and that's what you like about him. I spent a couple of hours here in the warm-up area. There was only maybe me, the physio, and him, and, you know, there wasn't very, 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 he doesn't say anything much, and, you know, he keeps to himself. He has his own thoughts, and, you know, he's just in control, and he controls the environment that he's in within himself, and it's very interesting, actually. I haven't seen that before with all of the athletes. You know, they approach things differently, and you know, he certainly approaches things differently. You just let him, you just let him do it, and you know, you wish him well, and end of story. That's it. He deals with it.
And of course, now we'll all be talking about Mark English going another step further again, Patsy.
Well, look, we'll. He may extend the season. First of all, I think he would be anxious to break the Irish record. He's so close to it last year. You know, I think that's something that he would have liked to have done this season as well. Maybe he'd plan a couple of more races, and then next year it's all about European Indoor Championships in Prague, and then the big one is the World Championships in Beijing. So look, 2 years to Rio. You know, it always comes back to, you know, within the cycle of athletics to the Olympic Games. And you know, being Olympic, you know, he was very, very close to making the standard last time, and you know, he should have no problem making the standard this time, and he's getting with the big boys. But he'll get in with the big boys in Beijing, and that'll be interesting 12 months from now.
Just moving away from Mark and on to the walk, and obviously a disappointment for Rob Heffernan. He pulled out of the event yesterday knowing that he couldn't compete for gold, but we have to praise Brendan Boyce from Milford, and a massive PB for him in Zurich, and Brendan continues to develop very, very well as a walker, Patsy.
Well, you know, yeah, he's walking at about 10,000 feet at the stage of the game because he's so delayed with himself. You know, he was in some serious bad shape, and that 50k was over yesterday, and he'd be the first to admit it. You know, the last 5k were tough on him. It's a brutal event, that 50k, and you know, the rain was coming teeming down, and he was driving on, and he continued to be focused. But look, he returned a PB, a 3 minute PB. Now, a 3 minute PB is a massive PB, and all instances, the 16th in Europe, and you know, world walking's in Europe, other than the Chinese. I mean, that's where it's at. So, I mean, all of the leading athletes in the world, with the exception of the Chinese, were in that race yesterday. And, you know, that was a big, big day for him. And he's absolutely, I have to tell you, he's absolutely delighted with himself. He's running, walking about like a Cheshire cat, just happy as Larry. And, you know, but that's the result of undivided training and attention to training. He's been in Cork, he's been in Guadix, he's been all over the place, and he spent one full year total and absolutely committed to training day in, day out, on for this one day. And you know, it either goes for you on this one day or it doesn't go for you on this one day. And it's always, I find more and more, Ashin, that you know what happens is in sport, that it always comes down to a moment in time. You know, you can talk about it and talk about it. His moment in time was yesterday, and he delivered yesterday big time for himself. For the people who in Milford, who began his career, his family who supported him, and you know, so many things like that come into play on a day like that. So you know, well done everybody, but well done him, because he was a real athlete who performed on the big stage yesterday. So very, very pleased for him. Very pleased with the fact too that he's Donegal man and he's local and stuff. So you know, we have a good relationship and so on. So it was a positive thing yesterday morning, and then obviously in the middle of it all, I was dealing with the Robert Heffernan scenario, so that wasn't so positive. So, look, that sport at a particular level, you know, different people, different targets, different ambitions, and on the day that in question, and yesterday, you know, he, Brendan Boyce, that is, was out to do something, and he did it.
And just a note as well on Fionnuala Britton finishing 10th in her first attempt at the marathon distance, Patsy, would you be pleased with her showing today?
I and more importantly, she was pleased. You know, we were wondering about that. You know, we got some criticism for her selection, etc., etc., etc. But you know, she always had to move to the marathon. Where was she going to get the opportunity to run a marathon? This was the opportunity, and you know, she finished 10th. Interesting that, you know, in terms of age range, you know, in the race itself, she which was the fastest ever European Championship medal, even though the course was absolutely savage course, hill climbs and downhills, and again, rain. But look, she quoted herself extremely well. Fifth best on the all-time list of Irish marathon runners, that performance, in and around about 2:32 or something. And, you know, she was able to talk to the press very quickly afterwards. It didn't have any real effect on her. I was sitting on the seat in front of her on the bus back from the marathon, and I knew by her conversation that she was so happy with herself. She doesn't normally say anything, and you couldn't have shut her up. So, you know, it just indicated that she was happy with herself, because you're always worried, you see, that she has a bad experience, and that was the worry, that her career could go down the tubes, because if she were to have a real disaster of a marathon, you know, it might just have that effect on her, that it would affect her going forward. So certainly a positive experience for her. Glad that she got it, and you know, she'll probably concentrate on that event going forward.
Yeah. Just finally, Patsy, one more note on Mark English. You've been to some of the biggest athletics competitions throughout the world down through the years, and you've had some big occasions where you've seen Irish athletes do very, very well. But I'm sure watching Mark English yesterday was doing you the world of good as he hit the final straight in Zurich last night.
Well, when you know you're still worried, because you still worry. Look, it did me the world of good. I was just delighted, and I was proud as well. Just so proud of it all, and proud of the fact that, just, I suppose, I didn't get to think about it then. But then, you know, inside in your head, you've got all these thoughts that, you know, about Donegal and about local and stuff. So you're just so bloody happy when somebody local achieves. It doesn't need to be athletics, but on this occasion it was athletics, and it was in this team, and this Irish team that I was in charge of. So basically, you have to be, I had to be so proud and delighted, and I'd bother sleeping, to be honest. I was kind of excited about it eventually, but at 5 a.m. start this morning, fairly thick and wakens you up. You have to get into the shower to think how fat day it is. But no, I was delighted. I seemed delighted, and you know, delighted for his family. All his family are here, and you know, all his family are here. Joe and his wife and the girls, Michelle and Joanne, are here, and they've been around all week, and they've been so supportive of him, you know. And that's, I think that's important. I know it's very, very important to him. And, you know, the whole extended English family have been very supportive of him. And obviously they'd be very proud of him.